very concerned in relation to the access points for tourism and local people on the roads along the coast, all in County Sligo, which represents the Wild Atlantic Way. You know, we have very dangerous bends. We have very narrow roads that are sometimes two cars won't pass on. We need pull-in points, and we need the shrubs and trees to be cut back along that those roads. I mean, the Wild Atlantic Way is a huge economic driver for all the West Coast, and I think that, you know, we need to have those roads properly maintained so that local people won't be discomfort in relation to the amount of tourists that comes and travel those roads on a daily basis.
And the Wild Atlantic Way, it's something that's going from strength to strength almost, it seems like, in terms of what it brings to the region. And it's just an opportunity there, isn't it, Councillor? You almost need to capitalise on it and say, right, well, this runs through our area, so it can help us and get works done for our area.
Well, absolutely. But, you know, the fact of the matter is that during the summertime, a lot of those access points to those roads, there's no visual along some of the bad corners. And, you know, people that don't know the roads may travel at high speeds. And it is very dangerous for the locals to travel those roads, their own roads. And we need to ensure that their upkeep is in a proper manner. We need to have the shrubs and trees and briars cut back. We need to have pull-in points for those tourists to be able to meet with the local people. And this is something that has to be done. I think we're being ignored along the rural areas in County Sligo to some degree. So we just want to highlight this and look for funding to be set aside to ensure that we can have those roads in proper condition for the amount of traffic that's travelling on.